So let's stick with the environment for a moment. In China, more and more cities are seeing their streets filling with smog as cars and power stations pollute the air. One response by the Chinese government is to launch a major push for cleaner, renewable energy. China is now the world's leading producer of wind power, and it has plans to install thousands of turbines every year, especially in the remote regions in the country's far west. And that's where the BBC's science editor David Shookman is, and he sent this report.
A construction gang prepares for a key moment, raising the blades of a new wind turbine. I'm in Xinjiang in the far west of China, close to the famous old trade route, the Silk Road. The first snows of winter lie on the mountains, and the white metal tower that will hold the blades flashes in the afternoon light. The turbine will join thousands here, and the engineer in charge, Zhang Bo, tells me construction is picking up speed.
7 years ago, we could only do one turbine in about 2 days, but our current speed is that we can do two in 1 day.
This is forbidding, rocky terrain, sparsely populated and extremely remote. Xinjiang is one of seven centres of wind energy, and turbines are massed in almost military fashion. China is now the world leader in wind power, and this feverish construction is part of the greatest push for renewable energy the world has ever seen. Ma Jinru is a director of the turbine manufacturer Gold Wind.
In the future, with economic growth, people will have more awareness about clean energy and the environment. In addition, there are limits to resources, and the cost of wind energy will drop through technical innovation. So the wind energy sector will have a huge, huge growth.
But there are problems. This factory is one of many where they've been churning out wind turbines. All too often, though, the turbines have been installed before the grid can handle their power. Sometimes as many as a fifth of them have to be shut down. Also, the windiest regions are usually distant from the big cities where the power is needed. And even with the massive expansion, wind only provided 2% of China's electricity in the past 12 months. Coal generated 65%. But Liming Qiao, China director of the Global Wind Energy Council, says that's still impressive.
If you think it's 2%, it's quite small. But if you think about Chinese like whole electricity production, and 2% is actually quite big. Also, last year was the first year that wind production surpassed that of nuclear. So we can see that wind is taking increasingly more important role into this energy mix.
A crane lifts one of the vast rings that blades will be attached to. Until recently, China had a bad name for turning out cheap, inferior copies of Western designs. Now they're coming up with their own innovations, and all the time driving down prices. So does the International Energy Agency think this will be felt beyond China? Paolo Frankel.
It will. As with any other things in the world, what China does has an impact on the whole world. And China is contributing to the reduction of the cost of wind in two ways, one being the most important market in the world with large deployment, and the second with a very robust and active manufacturing capacity. But the export ratio of the Chinese producers will increase, and in particular find new markets in ASEAN countries, in Latin America and in Africa.
Back at the construction site in Xinjiang, three giant white blades slowly rise through the air. For the moment, wind is a more expensive form of energy than coal, and that won't change for some time. But if any country can make wind pay, with cheap turbines here and abroad, it's China. And the ranks of steel towers transforming this ancient landscape are just the start.
And that was the BBC science editor, David Shookman. We want to hear from you. What environmental stories are you thinking about? What issues do you want us to talk about here on Stateside? Let us know. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. We're on Twitter at Stateside Radio and on the website, michiganradio.org. And just click on the link that says Stateside.